little 3-year-old Elijah Vu from Wisconsin has been missing for weeks now, and from the sounds of it, things are just getting worse. His mother, Katrina Bohr, has lied to the police, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, as well. Both of them have been charged with neglect and lying to the authorities, but now Katrina has even more charges, and her family member even wrote a plea to the judge. And yet still, no sign of Elijah. Authorities combed everywhere, yet this little boy has just vanished into thin air. I'm Linda with It's a Crime, so now, let's get into it. Authorities are desperately searching for little Elijah Vu. He was in the hands of abuse before he disappeared. And in previous videos, I did a timeline and talked about how Elijah was sent to Katrina's boyfriend's house to put him through a boot camp and make him, quote, into a man. He was subjected to cold showers, standing for hours at a time, and who knows what else. But recently, Katrina and Jesse were in court, and we found out more details about their shady behavior before Elijah went missing, and it's not good. In court, the defense wanted to modify Katrina's bail and reduce bond to just a signature, rather than the $15,000. And they wanted to dismiss her count of child neglect. And the defense attorney argued that Katrina didn't have a serious record, but she mentioned that she had disorderly conduct in her past. And she said that Katrina also has a brain injury and had difficulty regarding dates, but argued that she wouldn't leave out of the state of Wisconsin. But then the prosecution piped in, and they made some very strong arguments. Right away, the prosecution was opposed to modifying the bail and explained that Katrina has multiple failures to appear in court. She mentioned that disorderly conduct also in the past. As for the charge of neglect, they added an additional charge, including neglect involving Katrina's 6-year-old daughter.
I've also added the count 4, which involves neglect to another child who is 6 years old from February 14th. So now she's facing additional charges with much higher penalties. These cases obviously involve the care of some very young children. One of the children is around the age of 3, the other is around the age of 6. And not only were we dealing with the defendant sending the child to Rivers for discipline, or the boot camp as they described it, to make that child fearful of the co-actor so that when the child returns to her residence, he would behave better. There is also evidence that on February 14th, she left the 6-year-old unattended in a vehicle for approximately an hour in cold weather. The temperature around that time was around probably 27 to 30 degrees with the vehicle turned off. Then we have also, as part of count 1, the chronic neglect on February 16th, leaving the 3-year-old unattended for at least an hour as her and the other co-actor are traveling to locations in the city of Manitowoc, and neither one of them are seen with the child. It's clear that this defendant is facing some serious charges, and there is grave concern. She knows she's facing potential imprisonment, which is an incentive to flee. She also was encouraging the co-actor not to cooperate with law enforcement on February 20th. She was messaging the co-actor to not say too much. Don't let them, or no, don't talk, ask for an attorney, those types of things. I think at this point it's clear that cash is warranted. I would ask that the cash either remain the same or be increased. I don't think a signature bond at all is appropriate based upon the totality of the facts, the new charges, and her past record.
So now not only is little Elijah missing, but Katrina's 6-year-old was left in a car without heat, and it was said that it was about 27 to 30 degrees out at the time, and left alone. And it was also noted Elijah was also left alone for at least an hour as the adults gallivanted around Manitowoc and no sightings of adults with him, and he's 3 years old. Also in court, the mother of Katrina had something to say, and it's very important. Have a listen.
I have known Katrina Bauer longer than anyone else, as I am her mother. At this time, I am asking the court to deny any bond modification for a multitude of reasons. I understand bond is not meant to be a punishment, but as an assurance to appear. While you have access to some of Katrina's records, there are records in other states, including Nevada and California, you are not seeing. She has contacts in other states that may be willing to assist her depending on the story she is telling. Her story always depends on her audience. At this time, rather than aligning in locating her son, she feels the need to reiterate what a good guy Jesse is and is fully defending him and his actions. By aligning with him, she could potentially have access to his extended family and ability to flee the area. Katrina routinely will blame anyone and everyone for what happens without taking responsibility for her actions. It goes without saying she is incapable of making appropriate judgments in everyday life, which is likely being available for future court dates and questioning. Katrina has no ties to the community. When I ask her why she would go back to Jesse, she stated, "I felt alone." I can assure you she is well aware of resources available, but she chose not to use them. She severed her relationship with me in October of 2022, so there is no family in the area. While paper will show minimal income, there is unaccounted for income when compared to her spending. I am aware she allowed Jesse to claim her children as dependents on his taxes, and he gave her half the refund they received. I am also aware she receives food stamps for a child not in her care and has miscellaneous unclaimed income. In 2016, while we resided in California, and my oldest daughter was having heart surgery in Wisconsin, so I was here with her. At that time, Katrina faked a forced abduction and had missing person reports filed in California. She was located in Minnesota, where she was taken a hold for erratic behavior and drug use. Officers offered to drive her to Wisconsin, and she refused to leave, stating she was there by her own free will. Katrina has struggled.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Struggled with depression and anxiety for many years, has a history of erratic behavior. She has been suffering from traumatic brain injury and is highly likely to forget mandatory appearances. I don't feel it's worth the risk to lower her bond, especially as victim has not been found and many questions are unanswered. She does need to be held accountable for what rules out in the future, and I feel releasing her, she would be a flight risk. I have been the victim on her verbal and emotional abuse for a very long time. If the court finds any reason to reduce her bail, I would like to be assured of my peace and safety with a court-ordered no contact and GPS monitoring.
What do Jesse and Katrina know, and where is that little boy? And what timeline is actually correct? There was surveillance a few days before his disappearance from an auto repair shop that showed Elijah on cam, according to news sources. And the date of that surveillance of Elijah was on February 16th, which just happens to be the day Katrina lied about to the authorities being around. She said that she wasn't in the area at the time, but cell phone data says otherwise. But it just gets worse. Jesse got out of jail in 2022, and in Katrina's past, she faked a forced abduction and had a missing person report filed in California, and she was later found in Minnesota. She also has a history of drug use. As for Jesse Vang, he was charged in 2016 with conspiracy to commit human trafficking, but the charge was later dismissed. And he's the one who was spending 2 weeks to discipline a three-year-old and putting him through boot camp. And she was the one to condone it and drive him there to stay. Now, the judge denied bail.
Determining bail is assuring the defendant's appearance in court. Quite frankly, I haven't seen the amended complaint yet. I don't necessarily know that I need to. There's enough in the complaint that I feel, in combination with her current circumstances, that bail is set right about where it needs to be. And of primary concern to the court is that, based on the allegations in the original complaint, her son was missing and she was not being truthful with law enforcement about whether or not she was in the area. That, in combination with the fact that she, at least for now, has an address in Wisconsin Dells. I know Attorney Larson makes reference to the fact that, you know, it's the state of Wisconsin and she may have residents an opportunity to reside in Two Rivers. It's certainly going to take more than opportunity in the borders of the state to make the court feel assured that she would appear. The behavior that's outlined in the complaint in terms of not being honest with law enforcement as far as her presence goes gives me an incredible amount of concern about whether or not she would in fact make herself available for future court appearances. So for those reasons, the court will deny the motion to modify bail.
Now, this is also interesting. I guess people showed up to court with Find Elijah Vu shirts, and the judge addressed it and said, the next time you wear them, there's the door.
Typically don't allow people to wear shirts for missing people or alleged victims in the courtroom, especially once we get to the point where Ms. Bowers or Mr. Vang is going to be in person. I have no problem with the fact that people have them. I understand why, and I got no problem if people want to cover them up with a jacket, but I typically don't allow those to be worn or exposed in the courtroom. It's not the kind of thing I was going to make a big deal about today and have people removed, but I'll let you know going forward. You show up wearing the shirt, you'll be shown the door. So, and it's not for any reason other than I'm trying to maintain the temperature in the courtroom here and not have people get too excited. So with that, we'll be adjourned on this case.
It even gets worse from there. Authorities found a now deleted photo on Katrina's phone showing Elijah blindfolded and bruised. In the criminal complaint, the photo was deleted about an hour after it was taken, and it showed Elijah laying on a bed blindfolded. And it appeared that he had bruising on his little jaw, the left side of his neck, and on the upper part of his left arm. Also, according to court documents, Katrina's cell phone data shows that she arrived at Jesse's house on February 14th around 2:30 in the morning in Two Rivers at the apartment, and she had her six-year-old in tow. Katrina does a little text exchange with Jesse about leaving her daughter in the car while she went for basically a booty call inside. Then at 3:13 a.m., with her daughter still by herself in the car, the picture of Elijah blindfolded took place. Now, I want to know, what the hell did they do to that little boy? And let me know what your thoughts are below. That was February 14th. Then Elijah was seen 2 days later at the auto place on surveillance. Then on February 18th, Jesse and Katrina text each other, and Jesse says, "Trust me, I'ma make sure he hates me and being here." Katrina responds, "Don't want him to hate you, just fear you." Later, Jesse texts back and says, "He did fear me, but he didn't respect me. Now I'm making him respect me." 2 days later is when Jesse said he disappeared. which was February 20th. But on the 18th, in my previous video on the timeline, I talked about how the night of the 18th, Jesse says he drank beer and took a sleeping pill. Two Rivers police are still seeking surveillance footage, though, from February 19th, between 2 and 9 p.m., on a specific car that's actually in their possession, a beige 1997 four-door Nissan Altima with a Wisconsin license plate starting with A and ending in 0. They are searching for anyone who might have seen the vehicle on that day in connection with the disappearance of Elijah and are asking you to check, you know, home cameras or business cameras. Although authorities have confirmed that neither Katrina nor Jesse are the owners of the car, they have not disclosed the reason, though, for tracking its whereabouts. Now, Katrina's cell phone records place her at Jesse's apartment on the day of Elijah's disappearance. Neither Jesse or Katrina have cooperated with authorities regarding Elijah's whereabouts. Now, as for the search, volunteers are continuing search efforts in Manitowoc and now Green Bay. Two Rivers Police Department is still searching for Elijah, and they have suspended the search at the county landfill. The reward has now doubled to $40,000. I'll leave the link in the description box to the Two Rivers Reward Fund if you'd like to donate. I'll also leave the link for the Search and Investigation Fund, also by Two Rivers Police. I'll have that link below. Now, their next court date is March 14th, so at the time of this recording, it's actually tomorrow, and it'll be at 11 o'clock. You can see the timeline right here and the car in question right here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.